Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Abortion Fund is celebrating a Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling. It strikes down that state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The fund offers financial aid to patients from surrounding states like Wisconsin, people who are traveling to Illinois for abortion care. The fund calls this ruling a legal victory for abortion rights in the Midwest. Despite unrest in the Middle East, gas prices continue to drop heading into the 4th of July weekend. My colleague Michael Puente reports the good news for motorists in the Chicago area is the average price for a gallon of gas is about $3.60, and that's more than a dollar below prices in 2022. Patrick DeHaan is a spokesperson for Gas Buddy. That program provides real-time gas prices for consumers, and he says the U.S. gas market can withstand the conflict in Iran.
The fact that very few countries already consume and buy Iranian crude oil, and that's why overall price of gasoline was not really impacted in a significant way.
The bad news, though, Illinois has the highest gas prices in the Midwest and is among the highest in the nation. NASCAR is getting Chicago revved up for its third annual street race this weekend, starting with Family Fest at Navy Pier. Parents and kids gathered today to meet driver Catherine Legg, take pictures with an official race car, and race remote control vehicles. Some parents are opting to watch the big race from home. Racing enthusiast Casey Nussbaum looks forward to attending in person, though. The Chicagoan says the city is a prime venue because of its history and amazing views.
You have different sight seeings. You have Lakeshore Drive, then you go right into the city on Roosevelt and Columbus Drive, and then you go right in Michigan. And the cars even have so much technology that they can handle it on the road.
NASCAR will hold a number of events ahead of race weekend. Nearly 2,000 visitors are in Chicago this week for the Mensa annual gathering. My colleague Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports most Mensa members have an IQ of about 130 or higher, so this makes programming for the event a little bit tricky. Karen Grubeli is co-chair of the gathering and says it's kind of like planning a week-long family reunion.
As Mensans, we all have an IQ in the top 2%, but I, for instance, am not real good at math. But there are things I can do that others can't do, right? So just like anybody else, we all have those varied interests.
She says all Mensans enjoy learning, so they have over 130 diverse programs and guests, including Jeopardy's Ken Jennings. The gathering will run through Sunday. You're listening to The Rundown. The world's largest karaoke party returns to Chicago tomorrow for a second year. This event is hosted by the Salt Shed on the near north side. It features thousands of aspiring amateur vocalists. My colleague Justin Bull attended the inaugural event and filed this report.
Okay, I'm inside the Salt Shed. It's kind of the outdoor area. Looks like some people are already doing karaoke, so let's see what's happening. I saw you singing up there. I'm with WBEZ. I was wondering if I could talk to you about it.
Of course.
What's your name?
Zaida.
Zaida. And what compelled you to go up there and sing today?
I love karaoke. I'll do anything for karaoke. Really, I've been looking forward to this for like a month and a half.
Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Sit down. Be humble. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hell yeah.
Can I get your name?
Yeah, it's Breslin, B-R-E-5-L-I-N. I said B-R-E-5-L-I-N.
Great job.
Thank you, thank you. This is a wonderful experience. If you're scared of karaoke, don't take it serious. That's the whole point. You're supposed to be bad. Like, just have fun.
Okay, there's some people dancing just out in the crowd here. I'm going to go chat to them, see what they're doing here. What was your name?
Tracy.
Very nice to meet you. Did you put your name in today?
I did. I couldn't pass up this opportunity.
Can I ask what you put in?
I put in Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Oh, great track.
Absolutely, great track, classic.
Can I just ask you about what brought you here today?
Oh, I love karaoke. I love to sing. I think there's a misconception that people think that they can't sing, and I think everybody can sing. It just takes some practice and some, you know, some confidence.
And some courage, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, some courage.
My name is Julian.
Great. Well, nice to meet you, Julian. You put your name in there?
Oh, of course I did, yeah.
What song?
Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, that'll bring the house out.
I would hope so. Just the nerves are already kicking in, so.
You do karaoke a lot?
I do it quite often, yeah.
What's your go-to song?
Frank Sinatra.
Fly Me to the Moon?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, man, it is going to bring the house down there.
Here's hoping so.
All right, so I'm backstage right now, and I'm about to talk to a few people that are making this event happen. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Mary. I do our alternative programming here at the Salt Shed.
Can you tell me, what is this event here? What's this called?
Yeah, so we're doing the world's largest karaoke. We're taking some liberties with that title, but, you know, it's we had over 8,000 people, you know, RSVP, so.
How does this work? Like, just people are showing up. Are they there? It seems like they're writing their names down on paper. It's like, what's the system like here?
Yeah, so we're keeping it really like old school karaoke bar system. So you've got your name on paper.
With 8,000 people?
With 8,000 people. It's being shuttled back to me. I'm like typing it into a computer to talk to the host on stage and like getting people on deck and running people through the stage, having this big event. We're probably going to have at least 50 singers tonight, so it should be really fun.
Well, I mean, it sounds a little messy, but
it's really fun chaos, and it's been a good time.
Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
World's largest karaoke!
Introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Matt Charlelio with The Empty Bottle.
And I'm told that you might be the reason this thing sort of happened. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, a culmination of a lot of things. The idea concept was Bruce Finkelman, my business partner.
The founder of The Empty Bottle.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, he brought the idea like, hey, let's, you know, work with Salt Shed and Empty Bottle as sort of this through line from the first, you know, music venue to the newest, biggest music venue, Salt Shed. Obviously, we want to do something music-centric, but something weird and unique and fun that we can kind of break down the genre barriers that, you know, music sometimes has, and karaoke seemed like the best thing to do.
You're just picking them kind of like a normal karaoke bar would, right? So it's not like you're picking out the greatest singers or anything like that. It's just like this is, you're getting who you get.
Yeah, we're going in just like any other karaoke bar. We're trying not to have any repeats. Everybody wants to sing Chapel Roan, but we can only have one. So, yeah, we're doing our best to, you know, keep it as organized as possible.
Yeah, Mary was telling me it's a little chaotic, but this being the first time.
Yeah, we're already thinking about ways we can make it a little smoother. But so far, nothing bad has happened, so I'm happy.
My colleague Justin Bull attending last year's World's Largest Karaoke. The event returns to the Salt Shed tomorrow night from 4 to 10 p.m. You can get some more information about attending at saltshedchicago.com. Weather, sunny and hot, a high near 90, clear skies tonight, a low of 70, and more heat tomorrow. Sunny and hot on Thursday, a tiny chance for rain in the afternoon with a high of 90, and then it gets extremely hot for the holiday weekend, very hot Friday and Saturday, highs in the mid-90s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Lavis. Thank you for listening.